toss in a couple more ingredients, sex and religion, and you have the makings of the most watched Nightline program ever, Jim and Tammy. Tonight, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker join us to tell their side of the story in their first live television interview since leaving the PTL ministry.
Nice to see you!
Miss Baker, one more time, and then I'm going to drop it. You're saying that Jerry Falwell is lying when he accuses you of having had sex with Jessica? And when he says that there have been homosexual incidents dating back from 1956 to the present.
I admitted that I've had 15 to 20 minute relationship with Jessica Hahn.
Yeah, but you heard the one he described today. That's the one with three men involved with a prostrate Jessica Hahn. Who is not even able, apparently, to defend herself against the advances of the third man, who is anonymous. I mean, you heard Jerry Falwell say that. You are saying that's a lie.
Yeah, the story just seems to get bigger and bigger, and I'm just sorry about it. And I've looked into the homosexual charges, and I would again say if anyone has these charges against me, I want them to come forward publicly with this proof.
I've been married to this man for 26 years, and I can tell you one thing. He's not homosexual, or is he bisexual. He's a wonderful, loving husband.
They also said you were kind of like a shopping machine. I mean, you would go out and...
Well, I do like to shop. I'm probably well-known for my shopping.
Yeah.
But I am a bargain hunter.
I was very much concerned before that first interview that I not do them an injustice, and I think I was probably a little too easy on them the first time. By the time Jim Baker came back on Nightline, I felt he'd been a little too successful in ducking the hard questions. I was a lot tougher than I'd been in the first interview. Why does Jim Baker have to inflict himself on the American public? Why is it necessary for you to maintain... I mean, what kind of a role model do you think you are?
Well, I hope I haven't inflicted myself on the American people. And the only role model I hope I could be is a sinner saved by grace, and that there's hope for me and there's hope for everyone else.
But I mean, why should you be preaching anything? Why should you be restored as a minister?
Are you asking that as a prejudgment that you don't think I should be?
I'm asking that with certainly a healthy dose of cynicism. I'm saying here is a man who certainly mismanaged funds.
There is no money missing at PTL. This was a hoax perpetrated by Jerry Falwell. The $92 million missing and all these other things. It's just simply not so.
Jim and Tammy notwithstanding, Nightline has the reputation of being a rather serious program.